Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of the parables of Jesus.
Have you ever listened to a story that made you think about something in a whole new way? That's exactly what Jesus did. He told stories, called parables, to help people understand the kingdom of heaven. But why stories? The disciples asked. Why not just teach the people directly?
Jesus, why do you always teach in parables? Why not just say what you mean?
My friends, the kingdom of heaven is a mystery. Not everyone is ready to understand it. But stories. Stories can open eyes and ears. Some will hear and understand, while others will listen, but never truly see.
So the stories help those who are really searching for the truth?
Yes. Those who have open hearts will discover the secrets of the kingdom, but those with hardened hearts will remain blind to it.
And so Jesus used stories to invite those willing to listen to the truth of God's kingdom. Now let's hear a few of the stories he told. The Mustard Seed and the Yeast, Luke 13, verses 18 through 21.
Look at this tiny mustard seed. It's the smallest seed in my entire pouch. You'd think it was nothing. But when I plant it in the ground, in time, it will grow into the largest tree in the garden. Birds will come and rest in its branches, and it will provide shade for many.
Just like this yeast. See this tiny pinch? On its own, it looks small and not very important. But when I mix it into this flour, the yeast makes the whole batch rise, and soon the dough will be ready for baking.
Jesus told these two stories to help us understand a little bit about God's kingdom. The mustard seed and yeast show how our small, humble plans can lead to extraordinary outcomes when God is at work and blesses what we can do. The Hidden Treasure and the Valuable Pearl, Matthew 13, verses 44 through 46.
What's this? A treasure chest? Time to open it. Gold, jewels, this treasure chest is worth more than everything I own. I must buy this land so the treasure will be mine.
What did you get for me today?
Here they are, sir. A wide assortment of pearls collected today by the pearl divers.
Ah, so many fine pearls, but wait. This one, it's the most beautiful pearl I've ever seen. What a rare prize. I must have it. But it costs everything I own. Still, it's worth it.
The Parable of the Rich Fool, Luke 12, verses 16 through 21.
Look at all my crops. I have too much. What should I do? I know. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones.
But sir, shouldn't you share some of your harvest with those in need?
Ha! Share? No way. This is all for me. Perfect. Now, I can relax, eat, drink, and enjoy myself forever.
Foolish man, tonight your life will end. Then who will get everything you stored up?
In these three parables, Jesus told his followers first to seek the kingdom of God. Life isn't about storing things for ourselves like the rich man did. Jesus taught us that being with God and His kingdom is worth everything we have, just like the pearl or the found treasure. God is the real treasure. The Parable of the Renters of the Vineyard, Mark 12, verses 1 through 12.
Ah, my vineyard, it's growing beautifully. Now it's time to collect some grapes from the renters. Servant, go and ask for my share.
Right away, sir.
What do you want?
The owner has sent me for his share of the grapes.
His share? No way. We say these are our grapes now.
Oh, ow, ow. You did have to shove me.
They sent you away empty-handed? I'll send another servant.
Another one? Go away.
Oh, that was rude.
I'll send my own son. Surely they will respect him.
It's the owner's son. If we get rid of him, the vineyard will be ours.
Good idea.
When the owner saw what they had done, he punished them and took the vineyard away.
If they don't respect my own son, I will give the vineyard to those who will.
In this parable about God's kingdom, Jesus taught that God gives us many blessings, but he wants us to listen to him and do what is right. If we reject his love and disobey, we miss out on the wonderful life he has planned for us. Jesus is God's son, and we should welcome him into our hearts instead of turning him away like the bad renters did. The Parable of the 10 Young Women, Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13.
Tonight's the wedding feast. We must be ready for the groom.
It's getting late. When will he arrive?
We don't know, so we brought extra oil for our lamps just in case it gets late.
Oh, you worry too much. My lamps will be fine.
The groom is coming. Come and meet him.
Oh, no. My lamp is going out. Give me some of your oil.
We don't have enough for all of us. Hurry, go and buy some more.
But while they were gone, the groom arrived, and the wise young women entered the wedding feast.
Let us in!
I don't know you. The doors are closed.
Jesus taught that in the kingdom of God, we must always be ready for his return, just like the wise women were ready for the wedding with their lamps full of oil. We don't know when his return will be, so we must love him, obey him, and stay close to him every day. The Parable of the Lost Coin, Luke 15, verses 8 through 10.
My silver coin! Where did it go? It couldn't have gone far. Oh, I know it's here somewhere. Aha! There! I found it! How did you get in that far corner under all that? Closer. Closer. Got it. Woohoo! Friends, neighbors, rejoice with me. I found my lost coin.
The Parable of the Lost Sheep, Matthew 18, verses 10 through 14.
Here, little one, where are you?
I have to find her. Maybe over here. That lamb has got to be here somewhere.
Here, little one, where are you?
There you are. Oh, wandering off on your own again? What's wrong? Are you injured? Don't worry, I've got you. There, you'll be fine. I've got you. Come now, let's go back home.
I searched for her most of the night. She's hurt but getting better already. I was lucky to find her before something else happened.
You left your whole flock for that one little sheep?
Well, of course. Every single one of my sheep matters. I wouldn't rest until I found this little one.
Let's celebrate. You found your lost sheep.
Jesus told these two stories to show how much God loves each of us. He made it clear that the sheep and the coin were very precious to their owners.
It didn't matter that they still had most of their sheep or coins left. The one was still very precious to them. Remember that you too are very precious to God. Jesus told stories to help people understand God's kingdom, but they weren't just simple lessons or nice examples. His stories were meant to make people think, wonder, and even be surprised. They weren't just about us and how we should act. They were about Jesus and how he was bringing God's kingdom to earth. Some leaders didn't like his message, and they even used his stories against him. But for those who listened with open hearts, Jesus' parables showed a whole new way of living, one where God's love, truth, and power were changing the world. If you would like to read more of Jesus' parables, you can find them in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels are the first books in your Bible's New Testament.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.